When they came up with the figures, policymakers were shocked.
That's Merinaz El Awadi, the director of the Center for Women of ESQWA, talking about the reaction of Egyptian policymakers when they learned about the economic cost of violence against women in their country. So far, Egypt is the only Arab country to have completed the costing exercise, a project now regionally led by ESQWA in partnership with UN Women and the Institute for Women's Studies in the Arab World. Ms. El Awadi explains why a human rights approach to prevent violence is not enough, and why a more holistic approach is needed.
We need to show them figures. We need to tell them this is what you are losing when you're having women abused in the society, and this is what the economy is paying for that. So there are two, I would say, dimensions. What they're losing, the lost opportunity, and the actual expenses bared by the survivor of violence, the woman, by the husband sometimes, the community, the economy as a whole, NGOs. And on the other hand, you have the lost productivity.
Joining 20 other gender experts, Yakin Ertuk traveled to Beirut from Turkey. As a former UN Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women, Ms. Ertuk says it is important to underline that violence is unacceptable, first and foremost, because it is a human rights violation. But within the obligation that states now have to prevent harm, ensuring women's rights requires looking at the causes and consequences of violence.
That's where I think we can justify looking at the costing of violence, not as something that is a standalone, but something as a policy issue can be presented to states. In addition to what you're doing to ensure women's rights, you can also look at the cost and prevent this burden on society. So at that point, I think it can make sense and it can be a viable tool.
A main challenge of evaluating the cost of violence is access to accurate data. Colonel Eli El Asmar is the head of research and studies of the Lebanese Internal Security Forces. He's also responsible for training investigators who deal with cases of domestic violence. I asked him what percentage of women in Lebanon report this form of abuse.
Last year, we have around 50 to 70 cases of domestic violence.
50 to 70 cases within Lebanon
reported.
As a whole, reported.
Yeah, it's all about culture. It's all about traditions. Our main mandate is to raise awareness about this problem, about the problem of domestic violence and about the problem of gender-based violence. But as I told you, the problem is with the culture. But I think step by step, things will be better.
Acknowledging some data limitations, ESQWA will soon pilot the economic model in two Arab countries to show how estimating the cost of violence against women can impact policy change. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.